10,197, these are homes north of Road 382, 1,250 feet east of Road 391 with Ashley Manor Development. A variance for additional signs.
Steve Roydbeck, Frankfurt, Delaware.
We're affirming testimony about the gifts we received both through nothing but.
I do. Well, that's this one.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Calloway. William Scott, attorney with Scott and Schumann down in West Fenwick, representing Beezer Homes. I have with me Steve Broadbeck from Beezer Homes. The request before you tonight is with regards to signage out at Ashley Manor. The blow-up here on the easel is a blow-up of an exhibit that you have, and it was submitted with the application. Just to orient you to the project, this is Ashley Manor right here. This is Route 20, proceeding north right here. It connects to Route 54 down there. Right about here is where it's been realigned, and then it connects with Route 54 about a quarter mile, perhaps, down as you're proceeding to the south side. If you look at the photograph provided with the application, it's entitled View Facing South. That gives you an idea of the where the project is located and the direction from Route 20 down to Route 54.
Behind Uncle Willie's.
Correct, behind Uncle Willie's. Beezer currently is permitted to have a sign, a temporary development advertising sign out there under the code, an 8-by-15-foot sign. What Beezer is looking to do is to reconfigure that total permitted sign area. They've got a sign now that's one sign that's 6.5 feet by 10 foot and are seeking to add, in addition to that, 5 3-by-4-foot signs. And along with the application we submitted to you, there are pictures of the proposed sign. The first exhibit that's entitled Requested Sign at the top has an example of the 10-by-6.5-foot sign. And then the next page, also entitled Requested Signs, has the five examples of the 3-by-4-foot signs that they're seeking to put up along the berm along Route 20. The signs are proposed to be located on Beezer's property at Ashley Manor. It's about 20 feet to the, just off 20 feet from the roadway, both on this site plan here and within your applications. You have the temporary sign, the proposed signage locations for those signs that are being requested here today. There are several reasons why Beezer is requesting this reconfiguration, if you will, or a variance from the technical requirements of the permitted one temporary development sign. They've seen a noticeable dip in traffic and visitation to the site since they had those signs out there before, realized they were not permitted and not permitted by code, took them down. They've noticed a 25 or 30% reduction in traffic to the site. It's also tough to see from this particular view, but Route 50, or Route 20 rather, was realigned along with the intersection for Route 54. So in this area here, Route 20, at about right here by Mr. Munro's property, takes a sharp curve west so that it tees at a 90-degree angle with Route 54. That's the view in the photograph that's submitted with the application for the view facing south that gives you an idea of the deviation that road takes from that road realignment that's happened. So what that results in for Ashley Manor is, in some cases when you're traveling along realigned Route 20, you're through where you can enter for Ashley Manor before you realize that you've passed the entrance already. Ashley Manor and Beezer believe that these signs will not only increase traffic to their site and not only increase visibility, but will also make it a little bit safer for those who are trying to find it. They're out there advertising, obviously, and directing people to their site, and they're finding that people are having a hard time finding it. Speaking to the standards for a variance, this is sort of a hybrid request, if you will. It's a variance from the technical requirement of the code, which does allow one sign of 128 square feet or less, a temporary development sign. So the request that Beezer has before you tonight is essentially 125 square feet of sign, except that one would be a 65-foot sign, and then you've got three by four signs, which would comprise 60 square feet, roughly, of signage area. Part of the unique physical circumstances, as we talked about, you've got Ashley Manor here, and you've got that realigned Route 20 and Route 54 intersections that tees at a 90-degree angle. It's necessary for the use of the property. As we said, the traffic and the visitations to the site have gone down 25% to 30% in Beezer's estimation since they pulled down the signs in an attempt to get those signs approved here tonight. It was not created by the applicant. Obviously, the realignment of those roads came from as a necessary requirement for the upgrade of that Route 20 and 54 intersection. It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There are several subdivisions and projects along Route 20 who've got their signs out on Route 20 and also on Route 54, about a half mile over here to the south and southeast, where you've got those various development signs. And it's the minimum variance required or needed. As I said, there's no real difference between the approval for the sign that they have out there or the approval of the sign that they can have under the code and what they're requesting to put out there. It's just simply reconfigured in a different way to have a little bit more of effectiveness.
Now, the V-shaped sign, the 6.5 by 10, that would be double-sided?
That's correct.
Mr. Rickard, does that allow for 128 square feet times two?
That would be 128 square feet total.
Total. So what you're actually asking for is 250 square feet.
Well, and we can pull, yeah, that V-sided up now?
No, it was single.
Okay.
Yeah, the V sign is 128
that was
square
the old,
feet on each side.
So that the V side was the old 128 square foot sign, which they've taken down.
Okay. That'll total 128 square feet. And you'll be able to meet the setback of, was it 25 feet, I guess, for 6x10s?
The setback off of the property line?
Correct.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then the 5
they
feet.
Want to come up to
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we would meet the setback requirement because we'd actually be able to del dot the property line is at here and then
okay.
Have the del dot right away. We had dedicated another 15 feet plus the morning motor path. We're going to be 10 feet behind that, right up along the side of the berm, and it kind of tucks in along right through here.
Okay, let me make sure we're straight here. You're asking for a V sign, two sides of 6.5 by 10.
They wouldn't be a V sign, they're a straight sign. And it's a 3x4 in the deflection. So it would be just a 4x4, and you have a 3x4 sign. It's double-sided, but it's not a V.
Okay. So you're asking for 6.5 by 10 twice?
6.5 by 10.
On the
well, it would be a double-sided sign.
Right. So that's 130 square feet.
Correct.
Well, that's
and then you're asking for the additional signs also double-sided.
Right.
So you're
now, but we're permitted for a V sign, which is 120 square feet on each side, which would be a total of 240 feet, because the sign's a V. That's what's in the permit application and what we have from the LDOT and from the county.
Okay.
They consider one side, but it's a double-sided sign. I see where you're going with that.
Right.
But it's 100. The sign can't be more than 128 square feet on each side.
Gotcha.
It's a connected V. But none of these signs would be a V. They would just be a straight flat
sign.
But they're double-sided.
But they're double-sided. Yeah, so when you're coming in each direction, of course, you can say.
Okay, so your request is actually different than what you've applied for on paper. On paper, you're asking for a V-shaped sign, but you're talking about a double-sided sign.
It would be a double-sided sign.
But you are asking for double-faced signs on the 3x4s or 32-inch by 4 feet.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure we have that clear.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it gets a little confusing.
Okay.
So we are permitted by DelDOT also.
Answered that question.
Yep. Okay. Excuse me. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Foreman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table case 10197 at our next regular meeting, which is July 21st. I'd like to take another look at the area.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10197 until our next regular meeting, which will be 7/21. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been tabled until the 21st.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.